Wild, Spring by Randall, Sandridge, and Dark Star.
Good afternoon, Manzano Middle School. My name is Oscar Gonzalez, and I am from Rio Grande City. I will be giving you comments on your performance today. I want to wish you the best of luck. And here we go. Small but mighty. Introduction here. Yeah, make that quarter note touch the rest right before nine. Good dynamic contrast. Good crescendo, man. Good for you. Good release. Yeah, percussion, you could afford to come out a little bit more there at 17, 18, and then back away once the band joins at 19. And a little bit more stretch there at the end, tone, you know, so you can end with a good stretch. In other words, let that quarter note touch the rest there at 26, just like you did in the other one, okay? Overall, good job on the march. If there's anything that I would suggest, it's just, you know, their dynamics are good. I think the intonation is good throughout. Really focus on making sure that the articulation is as clean as possible, that we're all matching the same syllable to start the notes. Okay, just a little bit more firmness, and I think you're there. Don't overdo it, but just a little bit more firmness just to show more clarity in the notes, onto the starts of the notes. But everything else is good. Percussion, overall, good job, percussion. Make sure you do, you know, exaggerate the all the dynamics so you can contribute more to those dynamic changes. I think that you guys can do a little bit more to contribute. You're playing well, so I think that you all can handle that. All right, but overall, good job. We're going to spring here. Sensitive with that entrance there on measure three band. It's a pretty piece. The ostinato pattern in the back, with the bells, it's a little bit too long. Stay together, band. Move together here. A the biggest issue I'm starting to hear right now is anytime you use electronics, okay, the band, you start depending on the electronics more than the actual people around you. And it needs to be the other way around, okay? Because when the electronics drop out, you don't, there's a difference in your sound, okay? Yeah, bring out those suspensions. I would make that a little bit shorter, that little effect there at the end. Yeah, when you have electronics and stuff like that playing along with you, it kind of, you know, it builds up. But when those electronics and the ostinato and the electronics come out and you're just left with a band sound, all of a sudden there's issues that begin to come through, and there shouldn't be. Okay, so work on trying to really focus on your tuning there, all right? Because, you know, those pianos, well, they play everything in perfect pitch. And then when the perfect pitch drops off and there's tuning issues, it's only going to amplify those issues more because there's a constant ostinato of that pitch. So make sure, man, that, you know, this is tough. This is a tough piece. When you have, anytime you have electronics with you, your pitch, your tuning has to be three times better because all the ears will always relate back to the constant pitch in the electronics. So you want to relate back to it and really know where your notes are compared to that relative pitch. It's always happening in the keyboards, okay, in the percussion, all right? Some intonation issues on sustains that needs attention at measure 39 and 40, okay, as well as some notes at, what is that, measure 21, okay? So really focus on measure 21, 22. You know, we'll work those long notes. Oh boy, here we go. Stay together. It's a hard piece. Ti-ti-ta, ti-ti. D-D-D-D-D-D. Make sure that the first eighth note is emphasized, not the second one. Yeah, tuning. We gotta tune that line, clarinets. Yeah, bigger sound there, little brass. Match the notes here. Yeah, we gotta make sure that the starts are real clean. Toe, 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 toe. Careful, missed a note there, horn, careful. TTT. TTT or 222. We'll clean that. Yeah, the entrances to the beginning of the phrases are not very confident. Okay. All right. Make sure you don't cut that note too short. I know it's got a rooftop, but don't cut it short. Again, tuning 62, 63. You know, entrances on this one, I feel they're not as confident. Okay, so we'll keep working entrances where we get real nice and secure entrances. Now, low brass. Tone, right? You gotta take your sound into the rest. Tone, off. You gotta make sure that you're giving those last quarter notes before the rest full value, okay? Give them full value. Anytime you have repeated notes, 2 before 34, pum-pum, they both have to be cloned exactly the same. In length, exactly the same in balance. Okay, so really focus on that. All right. 26, tone, right? Got to take that quarter note into the rest as well. Okay, now the section before that, where it gets a little bit more lyrical with the woodwinds, that needs attention tuning-wise. So check the cross-tuning on that. You know, it's around 18, measure 18. You know, alto saxophones, you know, the accompaniment with the clarinet and flute. Yeah. All right, that needs work. All right, now, for the most part, everything was straightforward on this one. I don't think you're done, finished. I don't think you all are finished with this one yet. Because I noticed that the level of preparation from this one to your march was very different, okay? So keep working to try and make all your pieces consistent, where they're all consistent in the nature of the level of performance is the same from piece to piece to piece, okay? If I were to grade each one, I would rate, like, your march would be a division one, you know, your slow piece would be a division two, and this one would probably be like a two plus. So you're right there, you're very close, so keep on working hard, okay? All right, have a great day.